Insource, don't outsource. Merge virtual teams into your culture to leverage growth.
Well, Tino, how are you?
I'm lovely. How are you doing?
Man, I'm great. Listen, we want to take a few minutes to talk about a different area of being an executive assistant support person, and that is in brand management, right? And I know why brand management is important, because you're trying to build your personal slash business brand, and there has to be some intentionality to it. But talk about, first of all, just the definition of what you see as a brand manager.
A brand manager is essentially there to manage your online and offline presence. That includes your in-person interactions that you have, both for your personal brand, for the organization that you want to build.
And that's done through a lot of different mediums, right? You just mentioned social media. There are websites. I have my personal, jwoliver.com, which you helped rebuild and restructure and make it a lot better with our marketing team as well. But there's other areas. For instance, we're now in a place where we're getting the opportunity to do some speaking engagements in the dental side and without. And your job is also to find podcasts or events that we could have an impact on, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Part of building your brand and building a brand is also creating those relationships across different spaces but along with the golden thread that ties them all together. Podcast is something that we're looking into, which is a very exciting way of getting across your message to a lot of people in a different space who aren't necessarily looking for you, but take real value from what we have to offer.
Yeah, and probably the last area that's real important is we're looking at some books. For instance, the company and I have written some books about outsourcing, right? And we want to improve that. We call it Insourcing Redefined, but we want to improve that. We're looking at new covers and new titles and content. But we're also looking at a book that's my passion called Breaking the Curse. I always say that's happy to say that because I believe people need to break the curse with which you're living. And that's something I've tasked Tino to do, is to come in and help me with my time. I have the outlines. I have lots of the content. But putting together in a final format and then taking that to a publisher is going to be a big piece.
And that's a very exciting project that we're looking forward to in this year. You know, it's a great opportunity to look at your experiences and what you've gone through, but also an opportunity to look at how can that value the audience and relate to them in the right kind of way, so that they feel that they can trust you and understand where you've been and help them along where they're trying to go. And as a brand, that's the most important thing. When you're building a brand is the equivalent of trust.
Yeah.
And the books that we're writing, the podcasts that we're doing, the speaking events, the online and offline interactions that we're having are all just to build trust. And that's what we're investing in.
You know, it's interesting. I heard this said that people will speak to you if they like you, but they'll buy from you if they trust you. And we don't have the opportunities in business to really sometimes build a long trust relationship where we get to know each other. So there has to be some trust as a KOL on a website, or maybe in an event, or credibility speaking to someone, or referrals from someone. So that's a big part. But I want to tell you, I think we've talked about this before. When we were going through the process to narrow it down, I actually had the final two people that we had selected for this role interview with my business personal life coach, a guy named Jeremy from Cape Town. And you remember, had a conversation. I said, hey, I want you to meet these two individuals. And one of the reasons you stood out, and Jeremy told me this later, he said, look, at one point, nobody knew who Richard Branson was, and I want to help elevate so that people know who J.W. Oliver is, like they are Richard Branson. I was like, whoa, hire that guy, right? I mean, that's immediate. And I thought that was intriguing. Now, I'm not going to be Richard Branson. I don't want to be Richard Branson. But I think understanding that you have that mentality that a brand manager's role is to elevate them, help build that trust, that confidence, where you can feel like you can work with that person as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's great to have a moonshot. Some people don't dream big enough. And dreaming big is where you start. But it's what you do, it's the first step that you take after that that matters the most. And the steps that you take each day after that, it's small gains every day.
Yeah.
And that's how you build a brand. That's how you build trust. That's how people relate to you. How we speak to them, like you're saying, like you said earlier, it's the conversations that we have. Are they genuine? Are they authentic?
Yeah.
Do I feel like I understand who JW is and what motivates them? Those are important things. Don't just sell, because once I've bought, I'm gone. But when you're building a brand, it's really about, I trust what you have to say. I want to hear what you have to say every day, because I know what you're saying to me brings me value.
It's authentic. Yeah, it's authentic. Yeah. So listen, if you're in a position, in a role where you know you need to build your personal brand or your business brand, then it's important to get some consistency,
absolutely,
build that trust, and be authentic with who you are, which is means videos like we're doing here. It means consistency in your post, and it means letting know what you do and then how it's being done. Well, we're really excited.
More importantly, why you do it.
Why you do it, yeah. Why we do what we do. We know the 51 is why we do what we do. So it's important that we share that mission as well as our values. Well, Tino, it's been great so far. We're excited about what's around the corner. And by this time next year, I'm just excited about, I know where you're taking not only the vision that I have, but also the company as we merge those together. So if you're looking to build your brand, to build your company's brand, look into leveraging a brand manager, executive assistant that can help you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, JW.